Colin Kaepernick is getting a private workout for every team in the league on Saturday in Atlanta. Now, Jason Lockenfora wrote a column tonight on CBS Sports about how it's a great thing that it's happened, and that, you know, bottom line, he says it's, you know, he was due this, and, you know, that they've never done this before for anyone. They have never done anything like this ever for anyone. They obviously, he says they're making real progress, getting it right. The guy has conducted himself in the way his lawyers and reps have persevered in this matter. It was the right thing to do, according to Lockenfora. And, you know, the shunning of Kaepernick had gone on long enough, he said. It's a bad look for all involved. It should have never come to this, especially for a league that embraced second chances for men who've done way worse, been accused and convicted of far worse, people that get the jobs. The effort to schedule workout for him is a noble gesture, it says, and a meaningful one. He had already settled a lawsuit over collusion accusation, but the quarterback had not been given a shot in the league, even as owners pledged $90 million for the types of social justice initiatives that Kaepernick was championing. So the timing and haste with which it all was decided was announced, and it didn't do Kaepernick any favors. Thus, people are saying that, you know, usually free agents work out on Tuesdays for NFL teams, and that on a Saturday, it's a problem for everybody. Coaches won't be there. They're on the road. They're with their teams. Assistant coaches are on the road with their teams. Scouts are at college football games on Saturdays. And so the question begs, who's going to be there? Who are they going to send? The accountant? I mean, the bottom line is, part of the announcement is that he would he agreed to do the workout if they had people there that were legitimately capable of signing him, right? You know what I mean? Like, the representative from the team that's there, at least one of them has to be someone that has the capability to make a move. You know what I mean? That you work him out and you could actually offer him a deal right then and there. And it caught Kaepernick by surprise, allegedly. He didn't see it coming. It was a take it or leave it offer. They sent an invite to all the teams, and it would be in Atlanta. There's no wiggle room. Take it or leave it. And then, you know, there's not a lot of time here. So it's this Saturday. So he didn't have – he had 2 hours to make a decision. He made it. He's doing the workout. And he just wants to get back in the league. He was 29 when he left the league, right? So now what is he? How long ago was it? 3 years? So he's 32. And so this is huge.
Yeah, he just turned 32 at the beginning of the month.
They're saying, you know, we'll see which team's personnel commit to going to the turnaround. The quick turnaround from announcement to workout gives them an easy out if they do not attend. And he's the last one to get the Niners to the Super Bowl. And I love the way he wrote this. Will it be sufficient to show Kaepernick is worthy of the kind of opportunities routinely afforded to guys like Blake Bortles, Blaine Gabbert, Matt Schaub, and Nate Peterman? I mean, the list goes on and on worse than that. There's quarterbacks worse than those guys playing in the league. Plenty of them. Do you think he will work out and get a job? What do you think?
No, I don't. I think it'll work out. I think there might be some people there, but I don't think it's going to get him a job. I mean, for me, the timing is terrible. I mean, not only, like you said, you mentioned about it, everyone being on the road for games, everyone being on, you know, at college football games. It's also so late in the season that no one's going to bring him in to me and reboot their system for him. If you're going to do this, you got to do this in the offseason. Teams who maybe are more quarterback hungry because they're not sold on their starter or want somebody to push their starter might bring him in. Maybe a situation, you know, if this was in the offseason, maybe Tennessee brings him in instead of, you know, Tannehill or some of these other situations where he could have gone elsewhere and pushed the starter. to me now everything's set. Like, you have your playbook and everything going. Everyone's learned everything. You're not going to throw him in the mix at the end of the season.
Do you think that he's stupid not to, like, play in the XFL and be a star there because he's so hell-bent on being in the NFL, meanwhile no one's giving him a look or a job or even an offer? Would he be better off just playing in the XFL?
If they offer him enough money, why not? I mean, because this workout's nice. You're going to do this, but if it doesn't get you anything, you got to get a paycheck, right?
He doesn't need a paycheck.
He doesn't need a paycheck.
He settled for millions with the league.
I mean, I just feel like he'd go in there and just he'd embarrass people, like any NFL quarterback, legit NFL quarterback would. No?
Landry Jones isn't going to humiliate anyone.
Landry Jones not in a legitimate NFL quarterback.
The Steelers thought he was.
Well, that's the Steelers' problem. But, I mean, I think that Colin Kaepernick would, even not playing for 3 years, he'd eat that hack league alive if he played in that thing.
So why is that so bad for him? Then people could see what he could do. This Saturday workout that nobody's going to do. What are they going to send, a pencil pusher?
Well, I think the Saturday workout is part of the thing, like I was reading earlier from Freeman. Like, it's a sham. Because, you know, on Saturday, like you were just saying, and Jason was saying, nobody's going to be there. Nobody's going to be there on a Saturday during the season.
Especially on 4 days' notice.
How much money do you think he got in that settlement?
He got a good check.
He made millions. And then he's making millions off of Nike, isn't he? Isn't he like a huge spokesman for Nike and all that? And changing the world? He actually makes good money, doesn't he? I think he does. It is without reservation that I say that that guy was colluded against for just absolute certainty. Right? I mean, like, how could it be anything else? Have you ever seen anything like how that guy got blackballed by the NFL?
And they're doing it again. Like you said, they gave him 2 hours to say, hey, we're doing this, you know, 4 days from now. Do you want it or don't you?
Hurry up.
Like, you got to get your stuff together. You got to get here and probably not going to have anybody show up. You want it?
Sign it by 5 o'clock or you're fired. Where have we heard that before?
I mean, hope number one was them by him, was him saying, that's ridiculous, I'm not showing up. And then they'll be like, hey, we tried and he didn't want to come. And then hope number two is, we're doing this so late in the season, everyone's so busy, no one's going to show up anyway. This is, you know, stages of them with their denial that we did all we could, and just he wasn't.
But do you think, like,
up for it.
We all know the guy can play quarterback, right? He was pretty good, right? I mean, all things being equal.
I mean, even that year they under Chip Kelly, and the last year in the 49ers, like, the team sucked, but he wasn't bad.
So this was all about the activism, right? And being, you know, standing up for something and making a statement and being, frankly, political, being an activist, going after, you know, human rights and the abuse of, you know, police abuse, right? You know? Can you believe what they did to him? Like, seriously, that they, like, legitimately rubbed him out of the league completely because of what he stood for. And that he tried to do what was right. I mean, that's really what he stood for, right? He did something that was, you know, without a doubt a problem. Is that about right? Is that fair to say? Like, no one's arguing with what he stood for, right? That he actually, you know, what he fought for, he was right. Was he not? And then he got treated like a pariah. Did he not? I mean, was it not incredible with the way they treated him? I mean, honestly, like, the guy was right. He was dead right.
Yeah, considering how, you know, there are plenty of other guys who were involved in that, and they got jobs like Reed, like, you know, the Bennetts were heavily involved in the protests, other guys.
I don't think it's just blacks either. I do not believe that.
No,
it's
there
just...
were there were other, you know, Caucasian players that stood with them. I think the thing that hurt
him
a lot.
But, I mean, all of the police abuse goes all ages, all walks, all races.
Right, but especially minority groups.
Without a doubt. But I think that they actually, what he's talking about, like, it became more of a black issue, but I think it's more of an issue of all walks of life. I think everyone has a problem. A lot of people have a problem with the popo, with the way they treat people. Now, listen, I'm a huge fan of the cops. I always have been. But there are bad cops, right? There's no getting around it. And the abuse of power and the treatment of people of race and otherwise has been clearly abused, right? Is that not about right? I mean, you could argue that till the cows come home. So I think it's a real problem. And he stood for something, and look what it got him. It's unbelievable. It really is. You know what I mean? He's almost treated like a whistleblower, right? Like they, you know, you're a castaway, right? They send you off to your own island, and nobody wants anything to do with you, right? So it really is unbelievable. Do you think that he'll get a job? Do you think this will work for him? Or do you think this is the final straw of the NFL saying, all right, we've already settled a lawsuit with you. Now we're going to try to make ourselves look good by giving you a workout for all 32 teams. And if somebody shows up and offers you a job, so be it. And if they don't, you lose. Call the show. I know you have an opinion about Colin Kaepernick. He's getting a workout Saturday in Atlanta finally. That only took 3 years.